This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
You know, as Alabama finds out, you could have taken care of business by just getting, a win against Syracuse. It didn't happen. So, in essence, you can't blame anybody but yourself.
Yeah, you know, real tough pill to swallow with Miami kind of controlling their own fate. You know, we knew what they had to do those last three games, just win two of those last three games. And, you know, you drop that game to Georgia Tech, and then you drop that game to Syracuse to close out the season. You know, like you mentioned, you know, going to be playing in the Pop-Tart Bowl, not what, you know, many people wanted to see Miami playing with the first 12-team college football playoff. But, hey, you know, you're seeing guys like Damian Martinez, Wes Bissanti, you know, Cam Ward alluding that he'll be playing in that Pop-Tarts Bowl. So you'll get to see him, you know, work for the Canes one more time. So that's brought some excitement to that. But, you know, overall disappointed Miami's not in that 12-team playoff for sure.
Yeah, you bring up that Pop-Tarts Bowl, and you know, back in the day, and I obviously I'm an OG, but, I mean, back in my day, it wasn't even a question. You were playing. I mean, you would look forward to those bowl games. It was kind of a reward for what you did on the offseason throughout the entire season, by playing really hard. I mean, you know, those bowl games, they give a lot of really neat things to the kids. They treat them like royalty. The game, I'm sure, in Orlando is going to be sold out. You get a lot of Iowa people that time of year come down because of the weather. Plus, Miami, you know, there's a lot of Miami fans throughout the state. And, you know, obviously it's a 3:30 game, so it's a – you know, it's not going to be much of a hassle. And I know it's a tough pill to swallow, but you take a look at the entire conference, and it's got elevated. You got two teams, you know, in that group of 12 with Clemson and SMU. And obviously Miami, by winning, could have probably found their way into it as well. Talk about that as being, you know, if you're going to be a University of Miami Hurricane, they had a really good recruiting class this year. Obviously, they lost a couple of kids, but they gained a couple of kids. But if you're a recruit, you got to feel good. Miami's got a chance to win 11 games. They got a crazy schedule next year with Notre Dame and FSU and Florida. I mean, there's a lot to look forward to and a lot to sell.
For sure, yeah. A ton of excitement, you know, down there with those guys. And, you know, Coach Cristobal has preached to, you know, all these recruits from the 2025 class and beyond that, hey, we're slowly working to kind of get Miami back in the national prominence. And, you know, this year was a great example of that. You have a Heisman finalist in Cam Ward. You're a top 10 team throughout the entirety of the season. Obviously, you know, you fall short, you know, when it matters the most. But a lot to be excited for. Cole Gables, you have another great class coming in. Transfer portal is something that they're excited for about as well, with adding some more pieces to take this Canes team to the next level. But from the general consensus of, you know, all the guys that signed with Miami, you know, last Wednesday, is everyone's happy. Everyone, you know, wants to be a part of what Coach Cristobal is building to take this program to the next level. So, you know, like I said, a lot of excitement to look for in the future as 2025 approaches.
Yeah, and the last two classes, the 24-23 classes, have been really, really good. I mean, they had a lot of good talent that is starting to emerge. Now, they're going to be the guys who are going to be next up. I mean, I know they lost a few kids from, you know, over the last week or so, but you know what? Those are guys who weren't happy, weren't getting playing time, and, you know, oftentimes it's for a reason, because there were guys in front of them that were probably better. Talk about that, because as you hit the transfer portal, you also understand that you have a ton of talent that's coming back.
Yeah, it's a real slippery slope. I feel like with this day and age of, you know, NIL and the portal being so, you know, open to everyone. And, you know, you mentioned it a little bit, just a lot of talent in certain position groups. And, you know, one guy that, you know, we both watched throughout his high school career, Chris Johnson Jr., super, super talented guy at Agillo High School. Just simply, you know, Miami's running back room. There wasn't enough carries to give out to anyone. And, you know, you hate to see a guy like that, you know, hit the transfer portal, but that makes you think, you know, you got guys like Jordan Lyle in that room, Mark Fletcher in that room, Jamie Martinez in that room. So, you know, a lot of competition in a lot of different positions, which leads to guys leaving in the portal. But on the bright side, you're going to be bringing in a lot of talented guys. And I think Miami's going to do that. You know, there's transfer portal window for sure.
Yeah, and Gerard Pringle comes in and adds to that running game, which is going to be pretty good. And then Luke Nickel, who's still alive, second-rated team in the country, they're 16-0, will be a pleasant addition to the quarterback room.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Luke Nickel, is all he's done in the last 2 years is win games for his Milton squad. And, you know, we had the chance to watch him last year versus Western, a bit of a sloppy game in the rain. And then, you know, in South Florida. And then this year he comes back and, you know, puts on a show against American Heritage and continue to blow through his 2024 schedule. So super, super excited to see what Luke Nickel can do when he gets down there at Coral Gables. A guy that Shannon Dawson identified super, super early in the process. He was around a three-star guy, maybe the 500s, according to On3. Now he's pushing that top 100. So kudos to Shannon Dawson for finding his quarterback early in the process. And it's paying dividends with him kind of establishing himself as one of the best quarterbacks in the country, leading up one of the best teams as well.
No doubt. I know you and Gary and Matt are going to have a lot of things written over the next couple of weeks, especially, you know, coming up with the Heisman Trophy coming up as well. And as you mentioned, Cam Ward's going to be one of the guys that are going to be there. You know, I mean, obviously there's a lot of talent. Let everyone know how they can follow you on the website and also through your social media.
Yep. So our website is canesport.com, CaneSport.com. And then on social media, same thing, CaneSport, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, or X, whatever you may call it. And then my personal Twitter where I tweet out, you know, recruiting stories is Zubie Charles. So at IZUBEECHARLES. So it's where you find, you know, all our stories on the Canes, the portal, and all that good stuff in between.
Good stuff. Zubie, I appreciate it. You're going to be out at the state games coming up this week?
Yes, sir. I'll be at all the state games. Looking forward to seeing you out there, Blue.
You too. Thanks. Zubie Charles, canesport.com. We thank him so much. And that'll wrap up hour number one. Don't go away. We talk high school football with the state championship coaches coming up in the next hour.